It's the 16th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A couple have been in prison following a questionable account of an incident with their child back in 2020. Hayley Best and Stephen Buckley's child was examined by doctors who discovered serious head and brain trauma and other bruising on the one-year-old's body. The couple said the injuries were the result of the child's fall from a chair in the kitchen of the 37-year-old Best's Wimmington home, where its head struck the hard floor. Neither Best nor the 32-year-old Buckley said they'd witnessed the incident and did not immediately call for medical help until the child's condition deteriorated. The couple were later arrested and charged with causing or allowing serious harm to a child. Best has received a 5.5-year sentence, while Buckley will spend 7 years behind bars. Biggleswade Town Council plans an above-inflation 13% increase in the town's precept amount, which is set to be approved next week. Grant Fage, the town's previous mayor, called the council tax rise a depressing milestone. Department for Transport data shows that January is the most dangerous month across Bedfordshire for road accidents. Between 2019 and 2023, 86 casualties were logged by Bedfordshire Police due to collisions caused by icy road conditions. RAC Breakdown spokesperson Alice Simpson said that drivers should not dismiss driving risks when road conditions are less than ideal. Bedford Park Proms could return to Bedford Park this year as part of Bedford Summer Sessions. Cuff and Taylor, the event organisers, are asking interested persons to contact them through their Bedford Summer Sessions Facebook page to cast their vote. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.